Say, my body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. It houses everything that I am and that God is in me. Say, surely I must take care of it and bring God some glory. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God. Colossians 3:16-17. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Is that on the screen? Let's read it. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Now let's make it personal. Whatever I do, let's say it. Whatever I do in word or deed, I do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Say, and I bring him glory. I make him happy. Hallelujah. Put him in the right place in your life, and I'm telling you, he'll just get things done for you. Amen. I said you had our focus. One of them was that we would think right and then do it. God has given us a higher level to think because he said, hey, we have the mind of Christ. If we keep putting that word in, we'll think differently. Sometimes people will think somebody, well, they'll think they maybe they are uppity, and there are uppity people. And somebody will think somebody's this and that. I've heard people say, well, they use such big words, you don't know what they're talking about, which is true. But if this is the community that they have lived in, this is what they always talk. If I always speak French, comme on tally, vous, BMS, CA, vous, that's all I know. But if I always talk that, I'm not going to say, good morning, how are you? Amen. So instead of me trying to pull them down, get a dictionary. I'm just using that as an example. Amen. You should start saying, well, what makes them respond like that? I'm going to get there. I'm going to get there. I'm going to get there. Say, I'm going to get there. In other words, I'm going to do something different. I'm going to make God happy. Colossians 10:3-23. Read it. Let's read it when they get it up there, 23. All right, read. And whatsoever ye do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men. Say this, whatever I do, I do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men. And in that particular one, it was talking about slaves obeying their master or whatever. So you obey your employer. He or she might not be right. That's why you are there to pray for them. Get them saved. Get them delivered. Amen. That's why you are there until God says for you to leave. Amen. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then I read the scripture. I was looking up another scripture. He said, think it not strange, the fiery trials that fire you, that try you. Tell your neighbor, say, don't think it strange. When trouble comes your way. Amen. If you think it's strange, you read Hebrews chapter 11. It says some were sown in two. I always picture them being sown across like this. I did the research. No, they were sown like this. But they didn't give up the gospel. They didn't give up on Jesus. And it said these didn't get what they were looking for. Because God had a plan that they, without us, should not get the reward. So if you're in a situation, you run into people, and we tend to respond, and I'm asking the Lord to help me to not respond to somebody's negativity or whatever it is, because I don't know what they are going through. I remember years ago, and we were doing praise and worship, and I think Douglas said, everybody stand up and jump up, and this lady said, I couldn't stand up, and you know, and I didn't jump up, and all. She said, my pantyhose were coming down. Amen. 1 Corinthians 10:31. Whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. Do all to make God happy. So if you're around getting mad all the time, getting hurt all the time, getting upset all the time, that's not glorifying God. And so you just have to take God, take this because I can't handle it. But I do look like you, so I'm going to respond like you respond, and you always respond in love. Now, he will chastise. Don't you think God won't chastise? He will chastise. Amen. He will chastise. Amen. Shout hallelujah. Let's read it again. Colossians 10:31. Read. Whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. 1 Peter 4:11. And it's talking about using that ability that God gives you for his glory. Using that ability that God gives you for his glory. Making up your mind, God, I want to make you happy. I want to make you smile. And he shocked me the other day, a few weeks back. And I said, good morning, Holy Father. And he said, good morning, Cora. He said, I smile when I call your name. Well, then I know I want to do better. Amen. And he wants us to do better, and he will chastise us, and I'll get to the verse in a minute. He was chastising me. You know, I thought I was doing pretty good as a wife. Brother George and them teach such powerful lessons. I tell my husband, you need to come in here. But they teach such powerful lessons in the marriage classes and all. And guess what?